Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Friday. We made it, right?
Friday. Every day's Friday. Why wait for the weekend, man?
I love that. Yes.
There ain't no sense waiting.
There isn't. You should enjoy every day that ends in Y.
That's right.
That's right. So tell me, did you get a chance to speak with your...
When did you get ends in a Y?
What's that?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I'm just making a joke, man. Every day ends with a Y.
That's why I said it.
I'm picking up what you said now. All right. Well, so what's going on now?
But you tell me. Did you get to speak with your partner?
Yeah, I spoke with him. Everybody's confused. You wouldn't believe this. I've talked to 5 people today. They're doing the same thing you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But you're the only one that actually speaks English.
Yeah.
So I can understand.
I'll believe it. And the ones that don't speak English,
that's real.
You know, those ones are usually scam companies. You got to be careful.
And what you told me yesterday was Google has never called you, correct?
Correct.
Well, this man just called me up. I can't remember his name. Abib. And I just got the phone. He goes, I'm from Google. I said, you're Google? He goes, yeah. I said, well, Google doesn't call you.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, he just, I'm hanging up on me. So,
that's why. Because you called him out.
I'll be honest with you. I've had like 100 calls from these people.
Yeah.
From all of them. I'm saying, I'm not kidding you. I mean, so it must be hard to sell
these sites.
I got my partner on the phone over here.
Hi, what's your partner's name?
My name's Tim.
Tim?
Yes.
Hi, Tim. My name's Amy Nelson. How are you doing today?
No, I'm doing fabulous.
Oh, good. That's what I like to hear. So, yeah, this is the thing, is we can help to eliminate those spam and robocalls that you guys are receiving, because we do provide you with a Google call tracking number that will eliminate that completely. And it will allow you to track all the physical phone calls as they're coming in. So we have lots of sources available for you guys to make it a better experience.
Okay. Now, did you see the site that somebody built for us, okay? The friend of ours built the site for us.
It looks nice.
Pardon me?
I like it. It looks nice. And it's Google compliant. I don't see anything wrong with it.
It is Google compliant.
It is Google
compliant. Okay, now let me ask you this. Okay, now, since I talked to him, it's my other partner, Bill, and he says they're renting a domain, right? They don't own a domain, they're renting a domain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you work with the site we already have built?
We can. But I'm going to let me be clear with you, okay? Because that's where we're at. We can promote the site that you currently have. Okay, it's Google compliant. If it wasn't Google compliant, I would tell you we can't work with that site. So we can promote the site that you currently have. When I say work with the site you have, it does not mean we're going to go in and make any change, adjustment, or upgrade for you. If you want us to build you a site, that's the $99 setup fee, which I waived because you have the site. But if you chose to have us build it, host it, maintain it, and showcase it, we can purchase domain and do the whole bit, and that's the $99 one-time cost. Okay?
So right now with what I got, you can't, basically you can't do anything with that. You can't maintain that site.
No, we cannot, because we can't go in and do anybody else's work. We can't go in and fool with what anybody else has done.
Okay.
And a lot of
times, I have an issue with that.
Well, the reason, there's lots of reasons why, but the main reason why is because when companies like yours come over with sites from other places, those sites will get upset when we go in there and make the changes or adjustments, and then they either lock us out and your site's stuck doing something crazy in Japanese, or they will go in and change the content back and make, like, it's just not worth it. For that. It's not worth it for you, and it's not worth it for us, because we're going to be spending twice as much time. And it's not, we have to have legal ease with it as well.
Yeah, you're the maintenance person.
I'm the maintenance person
website,
for the sites we built.
Do you like the website that we
created? The website's nice. I do like the site. We can do something very, very similar. Obviously not exact because that would be copyright infringement, but we do have the ability to do something very similar and make it even snazzier than what you currently have. We have those abilities because A, we're a Google partner, but we have an entire website development team. So when I'm looking at the site here, I mean, there's not a lot of color to it, but it gets the job done and it's got a lot of content. These photos that are on here, I'm assuming that most of these photos are your guys' actual photos. But then I'm looking down here at these Google reviews, which I don't see your guys' Google business profile. So are those accurate reviews?
We don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have a Google business profile that I've been able to find. So therefore, those reviews aren't real. And that we can help you to gain real five-star reviews on Google. So at the bottom of your site, it has like a review section that says they're Google reviews, but they're not.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys not love the site?
What site? I've been hearing about getting it built for 4 weeks now, and I haven't, I just actually seen it yesterday after I talked to you. I've never actually seen this in person until yesterday at about 3 o'clock.
Oh.
And my other partner, his wife actually built the site.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't here yet. He's supposed to be here at 10. I told him you were coming today.
Okay.
Basically, you're telling me with the site I have, you can, so what can you do with the site I have right now?
We can brand it on the first page of Google, Facebook, and all the directories. So we can't go in full with the site that you currently have, but we can brand it. And for all intents and purposes, it's going to serve the purposes. It's Google compliant, and it has the photographs of your work. It has the things that you need. It hits the hot buttons. The only thing is obviously we're going to want to get the 5-star reviews so you guys actually have real 5-star reviews. But other than that,
real legit. Okay. That's
yeah. Legit reviews. And you have, it looks like you have a booking app on here as well, which is fantastic. It's powered by GoDaddy. GoDaddy's very Google compliant. We can even, once we get your Google business profile set up, which I realize I might be speaking in Greek to you guys, but we can actually include a button that's a Google review button to give your buddy's wife to put onto the site so your clients can literally just click that button and it'll take them straight to the Google review tab on your Google page to leave the 5-star review. So we could take the guesswork out of it basically for you guys.
I don't know anything about these things, okay? We're the guys in the field. You know what I mean? We actually perform. We actually perform. We don't know shit about it. You know, somebody's trying to help us out with this.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I know that we're not on Google. So, I talked to Bill last night and he was trying to get on. He said, well, we're just about ready to get on Google. And, now I asked you yesterday about the, background, right?
Right.
Because we got turned down on Angie's. We got turned down on Angie's because of a background.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing. Angie's is Google's biggest client. Okay, so Angie's buys a position on Google in the Google Ads where it's pay-per-click. They spend $2 to $4 million a month in Google Ads. They get the pay-per-click.
Oh, yeah.
They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you guys. You guys don't really want Angie's anyways. You'd rather have the calls coming directly to you.
No, we don't want her. No.
Yeah,
no,
we don't want
to. I get that. Yeah. No, I get
you
that
know,
too.
Okay. This is going to allow the calls to come directly to you guys from the Google local map listing. Once we get that verified and we get that up and running, then we can talk pay per lead with the Google guarantee pay per lead. And I already told you that's not going to be an issue with your buddy's background. That's not a problem.
Okay. So,
Can I ask you a question? So,
of course.
So say we kick this thing off and we run it for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not going to pay for it after a couple months. Will our site still be accessible?
Why wouldn't you pay for it after a couple of months?
Well, I'm just asking you an honest question here. So yeah. We can promote it for
so
a few months.
If you pause the service or cancel the service, so if you pause the service, everything stays where it's at. If you cancel the service, you're going to fall down off the first page. You're in one of the more prominent areas, so you're going to need continued programming. But if for any reason you stopped paying for the service, you're going to eventually fall down off the first page. Just like it's not done overnight. You sign up for Google today. You're not listed up there tomorrow. It's going to take a little bit of time for you guys to get up there. If you ever stop paying for the service, then it's going to, you know, take a little bit of time for you to fall down. But we can't go in and, like, remove anything that we've done for you. Everything that we set up for the company, the Google business profile, all the listings, the Facebook business page, everything that we set up for the business is yours. It goes with the business. It's yours to keep. We have no reason to keep it, nor do we want to. So if for any reason you ever left, we make you guys the owner of those profiles when we set them up for you. We're simply managers on those profiles.
Right. So what you're saying now is, so with the site we have, right, and the renting the domain, correct?
Right.
The
most people do rent a domain. Yeah.
The renting the domain. And so you're going to be able to put us on the Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get the calls coming to us for the $99 and the $2.99 a month. And now, do you do our AdWord? Do you switch that up, or do we have to do that?
Google Ads is a completely different package than what I'm offering you. What I'm offering you guys today is the Google Local Map listing combined with Facebook Ads at $249 a month. $100 of that budget is going to the Facebook ads every month. It does automatic retargeting. Those Facebook ad clicks for my company, which we pass that savings down directly to you guys, is between 5 and 50 cents per click. So you're getting automatic retargeting with both Google and Facebook at $249 a month. Also Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, call tracking, all those bells and whistles. If you want Google ads, those start at a $300 minimum. So you're looking at least $300 for just the Google Ads, plus the Google Local is $149. So it's $449 for that package. It's a different package.
So that's $449. So what I'm
saying
is,
if you want Google Ads,
so people are talking to me. Yeah. So I'm just saying, hey, you got to reword this and move this thing around. Is that true?
Yeah, we can reword it and change things around on the ads. And on everything that we're doing for you, yes. Not on the website, no. You guys have to do that.
Okay. So everything you do for us on top of this site, you can move that around.
Yeah.
So you keep us up on top.
Oh, yeah. Right? Absolutely. Because if we don't keep you on top, you're not going to stay with us.
That's right. yeah. That was my next question. I got Cooper on merge call. Bell never showed up. I mean, I've been going through this for a minute, you know, and everybody's skeptical, okay? The best right now, you know, where we're at right now on this, what are we on? What's that one we're dealing with right now, Linda?
What?
Who are we getting these things from right now? Or the,
Yelp.
Oh, Yelper. A Yelper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Yelp, $6 a click.
Mm-hmm.
Yelp, every time you pull up on your stuff from Yelp, we've had 34 hits on Yelp. We've had 10 that we've actually worked with. And it's $6 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are $6 a piece what they're charging us. So, if, and you're at $249 a month. So basically you're $8 and, I'm going to round it up, about $8.30 a day.
$8.63? On a 30-day month, yes, sir.
Yeah, I was off by 30-some cents. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to add it up on the top of my head here. And so we're paying $1.80 right now, Cooper. We're paying $1.80 now.
Yep.
And for leads, as soon as leads don't come in, I'm not building fences, I'm building decks. I'm a professional paper texturing person, wallpaper, commercial wallpaper installer, and painters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, but they send me everything under the sun that I'm not even involved in.
Right.
Are you with me?
I am.
So, at that, do we have to pay the $6 per listing with Yelp still, or
is that included in your cost? If you like that per lead, If you like that per lead type of thing you have going on with Yelp, then you're going to continue paying it. If not, the service that's included with us for Yelp is just your basic Yelp service. But I'm going to ask you guys this personally, and let's ask Linda as well. When is the last time that you said, hey, I need to have something done in the house, let me Yelp it?
Never.
Okay.
I Google everything.
Okay. So you answered the question for yourself. If you guys go to Yelp for a massage therapist. We go to Yelp to check out where we're going to get a new pedicure at. Women go to Yelp to see where we're going to have dinner at.
We go to Yelp for the foot massager.
Exactly.
I've never heard of Yelp. Like the last time I said, you know what? I need help because I have Yelp. I'm sorry.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, okay?
Right.
I just got one hit today. You know, I never answered it.
You Google it.
Right.
Okay, so now we have Yelp, and we're paying clicks on Yelp. We don't pay for the clicks, but if we tap on that site and Yelp's a 406 number, it takes three people to get a hold of one guy. I've actually called a client up the other day and bid a job down in Medical Lake, which I don't know where you're from, but you probably don't know where I'm talking about. But anyways, we bid a job out here, and the guy says, oh, where are you from? I'm from Spokane. I said, he goes, Gene, he goes, well, why do you have a Georgia number? I said, well, so do you. So we're talking to these people, and they don't even know who we are.
Right.
They think we're from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to talk to clients. Well, can I get your real phone number?
Right.
So I can actually talk to you. So these people are hiding everything out there.
Right.
Huh?
It said it sounds hinky when you have to say it like that.
Yeah, well, that's real talk. So
I know, I understand.
I
know how it works. Trust me, I've been doing, my company's been around for 19 years. I've been with this company for 8 of those 19 years. I know how it works. I'm just telling you, I also understand how it sounds to your clientele when you have to say things like that. But this is why, because Yelp is just like Angie's List and Thumbtack and Porch and House. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google ads. They capture that lead. Somebody goes to Google and says, texture painter. They put in painting contractor. They put in finished painter work. They put that into Google, and that happens to be some keywords that are popping up for that Google ad. The person clicks on that Yelp listing, then what happens is that lead, I'm doing air quotes, that person is going to Yelp, and Yelp is farming that same lead out to you and 5 or 6 other guys. They're not going in and qualifying that's an actual lead.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not an actual lead.
No. They're saying, hey guys, here, chase this person down. They might be somebody who could be interested in something you probably offer.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Because I'm the estimator. I'm the estimator for the company. And I find this out. Like I said, I talked to the guy. And I believe we just lost a $25,000 job because of Yelp. In my mind. As soon as the customer says, oh, you're in Georgia?
Right.
No, I'm not in Georgia.
They're like, what the heck?
And so, exactly. And then I said, well, your number comes, I had to dial a 406 to get you.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, man, can I just get, okay, we're in 360 and 509 around here in 208, okay?
I know.
We're out there. Yeah, you know where we're at. It's confusing to me. Okay, so I'm going to go back to my original question. Now, we only have this Yelp thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say you're going to bring in Yelp, and who else? With you?
So it's just a basic Yelp service. It's not what you guys have going on with them now. But this service includes Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, and Google.
And so when they go in there and say, we need a drywall finish and a texture guy, we're going to pop up there.
I know. They talk to us directly.
Correct.
They call my phone number.
If you want your phone number on there, yes. If you want a call tracking number that's going to eliminate spam and robocalls, it will still come directly to your phone. and it will be something similar to the phone number you guys already have. Those are the two options you have. If you want to continue dealing with all the garbage calls coming through as well, that's perfectly fine. We can put your number up there. We don't care to do it. A lot of our clients prefer to use the call tracking number because what that allows them to do is to eliminate the spam and robocalls. Plus, you guys have the pre-recorded listing, so it will say, you know, thank you for calling North Mud and Painting, to speak with Daniel Press 1, to speak with Cooper Press 3, to speak with Linda Press 4. You can customize how you want the calls to go. You can also eliminate spam and robocalls. Say one of you takes a phone call and you take down an address of somewhere you're going to go do a bid, and somehow you lose that address. You know, it flies out the window when you're rolling down the highway or something. Then what happens is you can go back in, and any one of you can listen to that recorded phone call and say, oh, okay, we need to go over here to East Baldwin Street, or whatever it is that you need for authenticity purposes. You guys have a dashboard with Local Splash where you can listen to the recorded phone calls from the downloaded app. You can track the phone calls, track the clicks, upload new photos. You can literally run the entire package from the dashboard.
I think she's going
to go with
it. Okay. What's that?
I'm liking it, Dan. I'm liking it. But at the same time, is that an extra cost to do this, or is it going to be like a one-time fee?
The cost is $249 a month, and that's month-to-month, no contract. There's no additional cost in anything that I'm offering you today. If you choose to move forward with the Platinum Premier Package, which is with the Google Ads, that's $449. And in the first month, we throw down an additional $100 worth of Google Ads within that package as a gift from us to you. Again, those costs are locked in. There's no additional click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Now, the other thing that you guys should have a strong understanding of is the exact timeline of delivery dates and client responsiveness. So when my terms and conditions, it specifically states a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement on Google within the local map. So it takes a max of 30 to 45 days for us to verify you, program your listing, and get it ranking on the first page of services. Your Facebook ads or Google ads, whichever you choose to move forward with, will be completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. All the directories are completely up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. If we build you a website, that website's up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. So we break down our timeline and give it to you exactly in writing, which is something the majority of our competitors aren't even willing to do because it takes them about 3 to 6 months to get you listed.
Jesus. So we're going to set around. So right now, if we went with you today, when would we see anything on Google that somebody's going to contact us?
The maximum amount of time that it takes is 30 to 45 days for first page placement and programming.
Okay.
So the first thing we have to do is we have to go in and we have to send off to Google for verification. We're going to get your business documents. We're going to send them to Google. We're going to say, hey, North Mud and Painting is a legit company. Here's their business documents. We need Google verification. Once Google gives us the verification, we can begin the programming. The verification itself takes about 7 to 14 days. I always give the maximum time on everything. That way, when it happens sooner, you're pleasantly surprised at how it's working. But I'm always gonna underpromise and overdeliver. That's just the way that I do things here, and I'm always a by-the-book person and tell you exactly what you're getting and exactly what everything says. That way, there's no hidden tricks. There's no, oops, she didn't tell me this, or she forgot to say that part. I let you guys know everything up front. Now, does that mean you're going to wait a full 30 to 45 days to receive phone calls? No, that's not what it means. That's just what the terms and conditions state. Most of my clients begin receiving calls within the first 30 days.
Okay.
And we can talk to you directly, right? Right, Amy?
You can talk
with
me directly. Yes, you're welcome to talk with me directly. You have my contact information. I do want you guys to know, as far as the optimization and keywords go, as far as account management goes, that's not my job. I know a ton about it, but most of the time, every account has three other people assigned to it. You will have a client support specialist, somebody that you can speak with specifically. Additionally, you have a computer programmer and a technician for onboarding. So we assigned each client that we get to a team. I would be on the front end, and you can always speak with me anytime you want to speak with me. You have my direct phone number and extension line. But if I don't have the answer to your question, I'm going to have another team member call you back.
Are most of your people American?
Yes.
Are we gonna get distributed off to?
You're not getting distributed off to any other countries. Everything is U.S. based. We have multitude of agents here that speak a multitude of languages. Everybody speaks English.
Okay, that's good. That's good in itself. Sorry,
that's okay.
I
understand. No, we have agents that are Filipino. We have agents that are Russian. We have agents that are German, because we deal with a lot of different clients. So we have a multitude of agents, but their primary language is English. You're never going to have trouble understanding what they're saying to you.
So when we get off the phone with you, we approve this or whatever. We're not going to get dismissed into some other foreign land.
No, you're not. I can appreciate that you guys have been going through a lot with that. I understand that it's really tough on you. So what's that?
It's horrendous. I just had two calls while I'm talking to you right now. I'm coming in from these people.
Right.
It goes on all day. It went on until 6 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, they can't call before 8. They're supposed to stop at 5.
Yeah, well, who's this Adam guy? Anyways, yeah, he was, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Where am I going with this? So you're going to be able to move us around on the top of the sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the page.
Right.
You can't change any of the site we have. You can't go in there and change that.
Nope.
She likes the site. Amy, did you like the site that we had?
I like the site that you guys have. It's Google compliant. It's got all the things that it needs. The phone number's in the right place, which is the upper right-hand corner. You have a booking app that's associated with it. You have the ability to get direct contact from your clients directly from this, meaning when somebody clicks on that get a free quote, it's going to take them directly to what you have that attached to. When they click, because I've clicked all your buttons, when you click on book now, it takes them directly to the booking app. It's going to give your clients the ability to contact you directly from the site, which is one of the biggest things. So it looks great.
With the review thing,
mm-hmm.
is that something you would have to adjust, or is that something we can adjust?
No, you guys will have to adjust it. We're not going to go in and fool with it. What we're going to do is we're going to verify your business with Google. You know, what I'm talking about with Google verification, guys, is this, is when you guys do a search for auto parts near me, and there's a map that pops up with the little red dots on it, and then directly below it or beside it is the top businesses listed that are those little red dots. And then it'll say the business name. It'll say click to call the website. That's a Google business profile. That's what we have to create for you guys. And we have to send that off to Google, because you guys don't have that yet. Once we have that, then we can create you a little link that's for your reviews. So you know how when you look at those profiles, it'll say leave a review, and you can click to leave a review on their Google profile. Well, we can create a link that you can have that lady add to your website. So when they're on when you guys are on site and the person is absolutely flabbergasted at how fantastic it is, you say, here, go on my website and leave us a review, right? It's a clickable link.
No, we need that. We need that.
Yes, and we can create that for you. You guys will just have to implement it, which is not hard. If she created the site, she can implement that very, very easily. We'll do the hard work of getting that together for you, but first we have to do the Google verification. That's the very first step before we can do anything. We could create the Facebook ads very quickly, but we have to get the Google verification up to get you guys to start ranking. The website now is findable. It's just, it's basically because I looked up the business name and the city, state, and zip code, I'm able to find the website, and that's what I do for a living. People aren't going to know to look up North Mud and Painting. Right now, it's like a billboard in the middle of the desert because it's not findable.
Exactly. That's right. I couldn't find it myself until you told me I had one yesterday. Yep.
Oh. Well, I guess I brought more good news than you thought, huh?
Well, when you said, I said, send some email address. She goes, which one? I said, the one I got. And I said, well, do you have this one here?
Right.
See, I didn't know that until yesterday. Lynn and I just seen the website. Cooper just seen it yesterday.
Right.
Yep, I have not seen it.
Right.
Because they've been trying to put this together now. And it's been taking them
5 weeks.
Today's the fourth week they've been working on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fourth week. And
right.
They told me last night that Bill. Bill's another partner of ours.
Okay.
His wife is the one that built the website. That's
okay.
Who they are. It's Bell and the Stall. Well, she built the site. So anything on this site right now, if we have to change anything, we change that ourselves. You don't change anything on it. You just work with the top end of this, right?
Correct. We're going to – so there's two different types of SEO, search engine optimization, which is what we're doing for this. So the first kind is called on-site, and that's when they go onto the website and they do programming in the back end of the site, and they – you know, fancy pants it up, and it can eventually rank on Google, but it takes about 6 to 8 months. Or there's off-site optimization, which is what we offer, which takes max of 4 to 6 weeks. And we do that onto the listing itself, and we attach the website with it. That way, basically what's going to happen is everywhere that website and your business name is listed is going to drive the traffic back to the next destination. So, for example, somebody goes to Google. They look up best painting contractor near me, right? They may or they may not click on your listing. They may or they may not click on your website. But the next time they go to Facebook and it's a zip code that you guys are targeting, you're going to automatically come up through their Facebook feed for retargeting. The next time they go to Yelp, you're going to automatically come up through their feed until they make a buying decision, until they've determined that they've picked the painters that they're going to work with. You guys are going to come up basically through osmosis, but it's actually through retargeting because we are able to retarget to the specific areas that you guys want to come up in.
Right.
Okay, now, you're saying the zip code. Are we only in one zip code or do we have more zip codes?
You can go to a 50-mile radius, 50.
There you go. That's what we want. We want the 50-mile radius.
With
yep,
those
a lot
retargeted
of
ads. Now, if you want two positions on the first page of Google instead of through Facebook, you go with the Google ad package, okay? The advantages here are you would get two spots on the first page of Google. Instead of just that local map that we spoke about, you would also get the spot above that in the Google ad section. Again, this is going to do automatic retargeting in those specific zip codes. We're able to put negative keywords, negative zip codes. I mean, if there's places you know that you don't want to come up in, then we literally cut them out. You're not going to get calls from those areas for those keywords. Like you're saying that you're getting calls for, you know, fence building and deck building and things that you don't offer through this other platform with Yelp. But the thing is this, is if somebody puts in deck staining, they're not using that the way that they should be using it. They're latching on to just the staining instead of the whole keyword, right? So with Google Ads, able to target the specific things that you guys want, and we're able to literally put in negative keywords to make sure that you're not coming up for the other stuff.
Yeah.
It depends on how big of a splash you want to make. Now, the Google Ads have quite a few advantages because with this, in that first month, like I said, we actually give a little gift, especially for our brand new companies. We give a gift of an additional $100 investment. So you guys are putting down $449, $300 of it goes to Google Ads. And what we do is we put down an additional $100 on the Google Ads. So for the first month, you're getting $400 worth of Google Ads. It gives you a very, very strong push out the gate and gives you that second position on Google, and that position on Google is up and running in the first 7 to 14 days while we're working on the other section within the local map.
Okay, so that's the 449, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 449, and what's the monthly on that one?
449.
Is that the same?
Yep.
So it's $449 a month.
Correct.
With the Google Ads and all the deals.
Google Ads, Facebook business profile. We're not doing Facebook ads with this package, okay? But the profile and retargeting with that, yes. But we're not putting the paid ads into it. It includes Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, Google. It also includes that first page placement on Google within the local map. You still get all the other features, the call tracking. You also get the website if you ever need it. Right now, if I were you, I would leave the website as it is. That would be my recommendation to you. Leave the website as it is. Let's get it verified. Let's get the Google verified. Let's get it up and running. And then once it's verified, if you guys really want a different site, which there's nothing wrong with the site. If there was, I promise you, I wouldn't tell you there's something wrong with your site. What I would tell you is, listen, I'm going to build you guys a new site, and I would insist on doing it. I'm not going to insult the person who's written it, but I would insist on giving you guys a new site. There's nothing wrong with this site. The site is fine.
Okay, so let me ask you this now. So if we go for the $249 a month one right now, would we be able to upgrade later if we need to?
Yes. And if you go with the $449 today, you can downgrade any time as well.
What's the difference between the $200 and the $400?
The $200 is going to be, it depends on which platforms you want to target. It's Google Local, so Google Local Map with the little red dots, and Facebook, okay? And that's going to give you a 50-mile radius within the Facebook and getting the Facebook radius for retargeting. If you go with the bigger package, the $449, that's going to give you 50 miles on the first page of Google, 50 miles in the Google Ads, and it's going to give you two separate positions on the first page of Google, and you're able to manipulate it to come up exactly where you guys want to in those areas.
So with the company and the website we have established, I think the $220 sounds better in my opinion, personally.
$249.
Mm-hmm.
So
$249. There ain't no $220. So, she's not giving me a $29. Yeah. We're not at a swap meet. I guess we're not gonna, she's gonna give us something.
You can't blame us for trying though.
I'm just being honest with you guys. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking about it, and that sounds like the better option to me. But that's me.
And why? Tell me why. Why does that sound like the better option to you? Just because it's less money, or because you feel like you have a stronger market on Facebook?
Both.
Okay.
Is that okay?
It's absolutely okay. I'm just curious what your thought process was behind it. That's all. It's absolutely okay. I wouldn't recommend a package that I don't think is good for you. So this is the thing. Is I have a smaller package. It's $199. I'm not offering it to you because it's not a good option for you guys. Okay? So I'm only going to offer you packages that I know are good for you. But the two packages that I put up on the table are the two best ones for you right now. I also have a package that's even bigger than the ones that I've offered you, but it's not a good choice for you guys right now because you need Google verification. There's certain things we need first. So both of these packages are equally important and would get you guys really, really great results. It just depends on where you think your market is. If you think that you're going to get a stronger push from the first page of Google having two different positions there, or if you want to do Facebook and Google, that's all.
So what you're saying for this $249 package, is this Facebook and Google?
It's Facebook Ads and Google, yes. Google Business Profile, not Google Ads.
Yeah, I think we're golden with that one, honestly.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Okay.
I'm not the guy who's going to be paying for all this shit.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. Let's sign up and try to get us verified.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're going to go for verification.
Okay, so you want to go with the $249 package?
Yep. I can't afford $6,000 right now, or $5,500 a year right now.
Well, the program's designed to pay for itself. So if, you know, and that's the cool thing is if you're looking to do something, if you're looking to do something on a yearly basis, it's the upfront cost of $2,500. We do cut you guys a break on that. And we can prorate what you pay now towards that if you choose to do that within the next 30 days. Okay.
Well, next 30 days is when okay, and we'll be up and running in 30 to 45 days, right?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Is like, say, if you like the $2,500 prepaid package, if that's something that you would like, but you can't pull the trigger on that right this moment, because with that, it breaks down to about $208 a month for the exact same package of what I'm offering you when you prepay upfront with $2,500. So you're basically getting a $400 or $500 break on it at the $249 rate,
yeah.
Right? So say in the next 30 days that you choose to upgrade to that, I'll prorate the $249 that you're paying today towards that $2,500 if you call me back within the first 30 days.
Okay. Okay, so we got a timeline on that. Okay, let me ask you this. I was talking to a guy earlier today, and he's got a window tinting business in Post Falls, Idaho, and this guy says he's on Google, and he doesn't pay anything.
Right.
He doesn't pay anything. How does he not pay anything?
Well,
Well,
in a Google business profile, as far as it goes, and if you can get verification, it's free. Now, anybody can be on Google. Your website's currently on Google. It's just not ranking. If you want to rank on the first page of Google and you want to come up on the first page of Google, that requires programming. And you guys.
Yeah.
Need the programming. You don't know how to do that, so that's where we come in. But the Google business profile itself, it's free of charge. That's why I tell you, if you ever leave us, we give you the credentials to everything. It's yours to keep. You paid us to set it up for you and get it going for you.
So what I'm telling you is
say 2 months and we're good to go.
Okay, now listen to this, Cooper. Now, remember Dark Star Tinting, right?
Yep.
This guy says he doesn't pay anything, but he's not getting ranked legally on Google, right?
Right.
That's why.
Amy?
Right.
That's why. He, what's his name? Dark Star Painting in Spokane?
Dark Star Tinting in Post Falls, Idaho.
Okay, he's got 155 verified reviews that are 5-star. So that's a huge part of it. But let's take a look here and see where he's ranking for window tinting.
Well, we know he's good.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah, he's OG.
Yeah, you can tell he's really good. He's ranking number one in his area. He has 5-star reviews. He has multiple posts on his Google business profile. He has quite a few things in place. So if he's doing that for himself and he has his Facebook attached to his Google business profile, if he's doing all of that for himself, then he's doing very, very well. And there, you know, again, this is something that you guys can absolutely do for yourselves. If you have if you know how to do the programming and you have the time and the effort to put towards all of these things, then you can definitely do it.
Without involving you, Amy.
Yeah, without involving me, sure. You go ahead and do the Google verification and do all the programming and attach everything. You pay for the Facebook ads. You're not going to get the same cost per click on Facebook ads or the same cost per click for Google ads that we get. We're a Google partner. We get preferred pricing on those things. Those things are still cost per click and cost per. So you can absolutely do all of these things for yourself if you have experience with it and you know how to do it.
Yeah, we don't have experience with it. So the person we have working on this site right now, basically she's building us for us. She's going to hand it over to us, okay? Obviously,
right.
We can't even run the damn thing ourselves. We'd be building ourselves.
Right.
Okay, so when she hands this over to us, you know, we're going to be stuck like Chuck.
Why? Why? She won't continue to do any updates for you guys?
Well, she probably will. We don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? She might get pissed off and says, my partner's ex-wife. Okay, mm-hmm. So she might have a hair up her butt. Hey,
yeah.
I'm with you, Bella.
They can be testy.
We're trying to get the sight out of her hand.
For sure.
Yes, it's testy.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm
having. Yeah, I get that.
Exactly. So right now, we're basically just stomping a mud hole in her butt right now by talking to you.
Mm. You're silly.
You know what I'm saying?
But
I talked to him last night. I said, well, listen, I'm being straight honest with you. Because I'm between a place where I don't want to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I originally wanted to go with a third-party person like yourself before I interfere with somebody that I know. I want a professional handle
right.
The whole damn thing. And so I just told you, hey, Amy, I need this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So now I'm knee-deep in mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to drag my ass out of here without a rope.
Right. You need a paddle.
Does this make any sense?
No, it totally makes sense. It completely makes sense. It's easy. And that it's so funny that you say that, Dan, because a lot of people, they're like, oh, my buddy's building it, or my buddy's wife is building it, or, you know, the neighbor's kid is building it. And it's like, yeah, but as soon as that relationship falls apart or has any type of snafu, you're done for. You know, because any updates or changes, like, I understand that. But if you offer to pay this lady a small fee for updates and changes, you're not going to need very much. And this is the thing, is GoDaddy is very compliant. If you guys can operate a computer, we can, and you have the login for it, we can tell you what to do. We just can't go in and do it for you.
So you're saying right now, so Star wants to do this lady up a site. Star wants to hand this over to us. She's helping us out here to get us up and running, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're lollygagging around, but it takes a while. And, you know, we're spending a lot of money for investment what we're doing with this business.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, me and another person, we quit our job. We're full-time on this, okay? We're full-time. We have one person still in the field working.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of people are full-time. We're not even shit. You know, we did what, Jeff? We did $8,000 worth of work since February 21st. So basically we're starving.
Right.
You know, we have money to live, but we're starving. We're not getting these.
I understand.
We're landing on this Yelp right now.
I understand. And that's why I'm that's exactly, when you tell me stuff like that, Daniel, that's exactly why I am so upfront with the timeline and let you guys know everything upfront. Because I don't want it to be like, hey, I can't feed my family and I paid my $249 towards this. How come it's not producing? That's why I'm always like upfront about stuff. So that way you can make the best educated decision for your financial situation.
If it was you,
right now,
if it was you, what would you do?
If it was me and I could afford the $249, then I would absolutely do it. And I believe in my product 150%. Is it going to take the full 30 to 45 days? Probably. Am I saying you're going to receive no phone calls between now and then? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're not going to receive no phone calls, but by the 45th day, the 30th to 45th day is right when it's going to burst, and that's when it's going to be cranking out. It just takes time, you guys. It's just like painting, okay? You have to scrub the base.
Yeah.
Then you have to clean up the base. Then you have to sand the base. Then you guys have to pre-paint it and put the coats, and then you have to put the gloss and do all the things to make it right, and then you have to go in and do maintenance. Yeah.
I'm just asking you directly.
Yeah. No,
I
understand.
You directly, if you, what would be the best gig if I was to ask you honestly?
This is the best gig. This is 150 times
better
than Yelp.
Yeah, this is the best gig. Yes. And we got to get rid of Yelp, but we're still going to have Yelp, but we're going to get rid of it on what we're doing now because we're going to rely on the Google to push us through here.
Right.
So we're not going to hurt our SEO team girl, right?
No. Nope.
So that's Stars, our SEO team girl. She's one putting this together. We don't want to piss her off and have her have a shit storm.
Nope.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
no, and this isn't going
to
do that.
Stay here, like you said.
Yeah, this isn't going to upset
okay.
that. You just, what you
that's
do is when she turns the site over to you, make sure you get the login credentials for it. And also just ask her, how much would you charge for, small changes or monthly maintenance? Now, your site isn't going to require a crap ton of maintenance. Understand me here. What's going to happen is you're going to have a client onboarding call, okay, with my technician. my technician, and you guys are going to go over the exact keywords of what you're offering, where you want to come up, and we're going to give you a list of top recommended keywords. My suggestion to you is once we give you those, you give those to her and make sure those exact words are on your site, okay, before she cuts it loose to you. Now, once that's done, yep. And then we give you guys the Google review, it's called a tiny URL. Okay, once we give you that and we have her put that on, your site shouldn't need much for a while until you're ready to update photos, which, again, once you have the login credentials, we can literally walk you guys through how to do that. It's not GoDaddy is the most user-friendly platform there is.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to go with it. I mean, like I said,
I agree with you 100%, and we'll figure out the back end on it. But yes, I don't think we need no $400 package. I think we need the $250 or whatever.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I had a question in my mind. I just got brain farted. let me think here. So what you're going to do is, okay, let me ask you this now. What if Star right now as we speak is trying to, well, she can't do that because she doesn't have my, she has everything. She has everything, man. She has everything. She got everything except my social security number and my bank account number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has everything. So when, what if she's trying to right now, because I can't get hold of this guy. What she's trying right now to finish up this Google, like Dark Star did,
mm-hmm.
and to do it on her own or on our behalf, and you're stepping in right now. What's the conflict there?
There isn't any conflict there. There's no conflict there. Let me tell you why. Because once we have a relationship directly with Google. Okay, we have the Google Bat phone.
Yep.
All right, you guys. With all due respect, are regular Joe Schmoes, okay? You guys can submit to Google.
Yep.
She can
yep.
submit to Google. She's a regular Joe Schmo. She can submit to Google, and Google's going to come
yep.
back and say, listen, we need these documents, and we want a video verification, or we want a phone verification. And at that point, she's going to be stuck in the water because you guys are the only ones who can do that besides a Google partner. Okay, we are a Google partner.
Okay, so
what we would do if you guys sign up today and she's already started that stuff, right? We simply are going to go in and figure out how far she's gone, right? Okay, cool. This is what's
yeah.
needed. We're going to just pick it up exactly where she's at or we're going to push it through. That's all. It's not going to hurt anything.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I got that. So you're talking about the video. Now, Bill did come out and take a video. What are you talking about the video?
The
video verification.
Google require. Okay, so back in the day, even during COVID, up until like 18 months ago, any company used to be able to just go in and sign up for Google Business Profile, and Google would send you a code in the mail, the snail mail, and you'd go back to your computer when you receive it in 7 days, and you'd put that code in, and bam, you were a little red dot on the map, whether you showed up on page 20
yeah.
or on page 15, right? You are now Google verified, and then you provide the programming. We did that service for you guys as well for business owners. Then 18 months ago, Google got tired of all the scams, and they re-verified everybody who was already on there with the video verification or phone verification. So what that means is that when we submit North Mud and Painting to Google, they're going to say, okay, where's the business license? Where's the insurance? Where's this business physically located? Okay, it's a mobile business, so it's out of a home office. That's fine. We want the business documents. If you don't have the business documents, then they require that we send in photograph of the business cards, of the invoices, of the tools, and the vehicle to prove that you guys are a legit company. Okay? And that's the video
okay,
that I'm talking about.
Okay, we did that.
Okay.
He did that video last week.
Okay, perfect. If that's what you guys are, if that's where you're at, then that's going to be perfect. That means that she already has, you guys have a Google business profile, and as soon as you get the verification, which it's not verified yet because I can't see it, once you get the verification, it really only takes about 3 to 5 days for that to be completely up and running. So one of two things has happened. Either it's in the middle of verification or it's already been suspended and they don't have access to it yet because one of the steps got missed, which is very common. Again, with all due respect, it's very common that one of those very small steps gets missed, and that's where we come in and help you guys out. So what we do is if we have to submit the video, we have you guys send it to us first so we can edit it or let you know, hey, listen, we need you to actually do this. You need to show this. This is what they're looking for over here, because very, very small things can get it rejected. But there's a good chance that they did it absolutely right. Again, if it was done last week, we're in that very small waiting period.
Yeah, he did that. I mean, so what are you saying if something was missed when they do the video verification? Because I was out and I drove up and Bill says, hey, I'm going to the house because the office and the business is out of my home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Out of my
home.
And so he came in and took the videos. He took the videos of the license, the LMI, the insurance.
Perfect.
The equipment, part of the equipment. You know what I mean? We have a shop in the back, and my house is actually looks like a small warehouse. Okay.
That's amazing.
Certainly. Well, this is real. This is real. It's amazing. But yes, and so right now, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, I talked to Bill about this last night. Star took this as far as she can right now, and she was waiting. He says, we're waiting for you to make the commitment to give us the ID and go through the final step of the Google. So Star's built everything, and I'm just thinking, you know, why don't we have somebody else come in here right now and just optimize this and finish this thing off? She's brought it where she can, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying it's slow, because you're saying it's 35 to 45 days, and she's been on for, today is the fourth week.
Right.
The fourth week.
Right.
So basically what we're asking you to do, or what you're,
offering to do,
committing to do, to finalize the stage of what we got going on right now.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
You'll make sure all the bells and whistles, everything's, the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted.
Absolutely.
You're gonna finalize everything.
Absolutely, yes. We're going to finalize everything. Yes.
Amy's going to do all that. So.
And what I would even suggest, honestly, what I would suggest is if you guys wait until Monday, right? If you guys wait until Monday to give it through the weekend to see if the verification went through, this is the thing, is if you guys have the verification complete and then we're able to literally, we tell you how to give us the logon, you log on, you add us as managers. That is the simplest and easiest way to do anything. Like, that would probably, honestly, truly be my real suggestion, is to wait. And I never like to wait because a sale is a sale.
You're freaking amazing, Amy. Thank you. You're freaking amazing, Amy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what are you saying if the verification is done?
Okay, so if they have done all the steps that you told me that you've done, right, which it sounds to me like there's a pretty good chance that they did it correctly. You know, this is the thing, is not everybody pays as close attention to what the papers, to what the directions on this stuff are. But you have a shop at your house. There's buzzwords that I heard. You have to understand. A lot of people say, oh, I have a home-based business, and their office, I'm doing air quotes, is next to their recliner next to the doghouse. Like, they don't have a place that's set aside that's like, this is the office for the business. This is the shop. This is, you know, where you're able to actually show this stuff. So the chances that your verification is going to go through on your own sounds a lot higher to me than the average person. And it sounds to me like Bill and Star went through the proper steps. Once the verification is complete, then you literally are going to be able to log into the Google business profile. If you guys can get that completed on your own and give us access to that, bam, we've already cut out the first 2 weeks worth of work.
I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking.
Yep. But if we go in now, you don't need us to re-verify it now and restart the process. Let's give it through the weekend. If it's not done through the weekend, if it hasn't been completed through the weekend, then we'll re-verify it. We'll send off a re-verification. I honestly would just table this till Monday.
Okay, so what are you saying, Major? We don't do anything with you right now until Monday until you find about verification.
Well, do you want to pay me now and be 2 days into your program, or do you want to pay me on Monday and have your program start on Monday?
So she went through and we got the verification. There's no way she's got the verification. They have to use me to do the verification, right? She can't do it herself. Am I correct?
Well, if she got it done correctly with the video, hold on 1 second. Listen, my phone cuts off after an hour, and I literally have 45 seconds till the phone's going to cut off. We're at 59 minutes and 19 seconds. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right.